The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and Robin ain't here right now. I mean, she's in the building, but she is, she's in the house. But as of the moment, she's suffering a little bit with some allergies and some congestion and didn't want to sound funky on the air just yet. So she said she might join us later, which would be great. So we hope to, we wish her well and hope that she gets back here real quick. So anyway, it's just me and you guys, and we are we don't have any specific guests or missions this morning. So you guys are our listening audience, are calling the shots. You are creating the subject matter. You are the show, and our producer Chris Klaproth will monitor your phone calls when they come in, screen them, get your information, and the way he does that is you pick up your phone and tap the numbers in. I used to say dial, but who dials a phone anymore, right, Chris?
No, you don't. However, I'm sure that if you really wanted to be retro, you could probably go out, get one, and make it work.
Yeah, but
maybe
that ain't happening. So, anyway, pick up your cell phone and go to the little green phone on there and get the keypad, and then tap in 410-922-6680. And if you want to do by the letters, you can hit 410-WCBM-680. That's how you remember the number, the name of the station or the call letters of the station, WCBM, and the location on the dial. Is there even a dial on your radio anymore, Chris? It would be that digital screen in front of you. When you turn the knob, it says 680. So WCBM 680 is the phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We welcome your phone calls. We hope you give us a call here ASAP and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about perch run. You want to talk about hunting. You want to talk about regulations. You want to talk about guns. You want to talk about wildlife issues and problems. Well, we can talk about all that. So there you go. Kind of an uneventful week. The kids were here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. When I say the kids, the grandkids, ages 2 and 1, and they were here. They keep Robin busy, and if I'm home, they keep all of us busy. Wednesday, we had the plumbing blew up in the house. Actually, our main drain in the back part of the house here became clogged somehow, 40 feet down. Had to call the router guy and, you know, sent the camera down, see where the clog was and how to move it out of there. And that all happened, but not after major spillage. So, you know, Wednesday was kind of a wash as far as happy things happening. We did get to go see our friends at Backyard Billy's, and we got to see our friends at Linex and Battery Warehouse and Bay Country Crabbing Supply and Catonsville Linex and, you know, all the folks, our sponsors. We got to visit them this week. That was fun, too. Always like to see what's going on in their world and in their shop. So we've got some cool stories from some of our sponsors. So Clyde Sports Shop sale started yesterday. They were gearing up for that when I got there. And That's a good thing. Visited Backyard Billy's a couple times this week. Man, all the new stuff for spring, all the new tables and chairs and, you know, poly furniture tables and chairs. And there's some really nice ones out there. I mean, really nice stuff. Got to talk to them a little bit. They had a good year with the gas fireplace inserts. People wanting to upgrade a little bit, which was nice for us. So a little bit of visitation with our sponsors this week. No real hunting, fishing-oriented stuff this week. I mean, it's kind of the down season. However, last Saturday, I think I mentioned this, we did go out to Montgomery County with bucks, bears, stags. We had, three of our official measures there. And we measured 21 or 22 animals for the folks in Montgomery County, the little private group out there. 17 of them made the book, and most of those you'll see if you go to the Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page, you'll see those folks on that we've measured just throughout the week on the Facebook page. And the page is growing like crazy. A lot of people are checking out our Facebook page, which is nice. Nice to know. So, hey, Robin. Oh, you look so much like you're having so much fun.
Yeah. Morning.
Morning. You want your microphone plugged in?
Not yet.
All right. So, did you find this on the printer or in your stuff? On the printer? Yeah.
I don't know. You said something about content, so I brought it.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Another report came out about COVID in white-tailed deer, SARS-CoV-2 and white-tailed deer. It's the Q&A page on the DNR website that I printed out and Robin brought back here. So we talked about it last week, and people keep sending me stuff about new studies and this and that and the other thing. So let's face it, some deer have some COVID, but can we get it from deer? Doubtful. So according to Maryland Department of Natural Resources. What you looking for, babe? So anyway, we were in Montgomery County. We put a couple really nice deer in, some youth deer that were measured, and a really nice whitetail, 185 gross, 178 something net. We put in a 1, 2, 3 new Sika deer. We put in, when I say put in, they entered the record book for Maryland. We put in, a bunch of youth deer, put in a new big, wide, typical whitetail for a young lady out there who killed it with a traditional muzzleloader in the 21 muzzleloader season, the second day of the season. So it's been an interesting week as far as that's concerned. Now, next weekend, March 12th, Robin and I, and a table full from Bucks, Bears, Stags will be measuring at the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet. That's at Martin's West. Wonderful, wonderful venue for the bowhunters to have picked for the their annual banquet. 300 people in attendance, a lot of bows, a lot of giveaways, a lot of hunting supplies, a lot of trips, bucket raffles, card raffles, auction, that kind of stuff. And that's all going to be at Martin's West starting about, 11 o'clock, I think, next Saturday. So if you live in the area or if you just want to, hang out with a bunch of bow hunters and have a great time and extraordinary food, the Maryland Bow Hunters Society banquet benefit is going to be next Saturday. Bucks, Bears, Stags will be there. So if you're attending, bring your animal to be measured. We've always had a good turnout at the Bow Hunter Society benefit for people bringing their animals, and that's white-tailed deer, Sika deer, and black bears, Maryland, all Maryland, of course. And we'll have a handful of guys there measuring. I know we have at least three, maybe four guys there that are going to be measuring throughout the event. So the way it works is we set up our own table, and Robin does a lot of the registering, don't you, babe? Uh-huh. And you can meet Robin there. If you'd like to meet Robin. Right now, I don't know if you'd want to meet Robin. She looks a little cold weary right now. But she'll be there. And the way it works is we spend a lot of time at the measuring table and registering folks. And sometimes I'm the drink runner or the food runner. And the yacker. What do you mean I'm the yacker? If you want to talk, you need to get that headset on. I'm the talker. Yes, that's true. I'm the engager. I'm the distractor. I'm the yacker. I'm proud of it. I like talking to people about their deer hunts, you know. I mean, it's all part of the story. So next record book will be out 2023. I know we've measured probably after the bow hunters, we will have measured over 200 animals. Okay, and then 2 weeks after that, we will be at the show in Howard County Fairgrounds, and that's the 26th and 27th. March. So I may as well tell the folks about that right now. Hey, if you love the outdoors, be sure to attend the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoors Show coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds March 26th and 27th. That's exit 80 off of Interstate 70, and you'll find it. You'll see the fairgrounds. Hours are 9 to 6 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. Maryland Sportsman and Outdoors Show offers expert seminars and excited vendors. 100 vendors at least. And if you would like to exhibit your products or services, there's still time. You can contact the show through the website, mdsportsmanshow.com. Hey, buy a boat, pick a taxidermist, join a group, book a trip. Guns and ammo, archery, guides and lodges, deer and scoring, taxidermy, apparel, boats and campers, kayaks and canoes, ATVs, clubs and organizations. See it all at the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoors Show, coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds March 26th and 27th. For more, visit mdsportsmanshow.com. That's exit 80 off of Interstate 70 West Friendship. I mentioned Clyde Sports Shop sale started yesterday. It goes through next Sunday, the 13th. Perch and trout are the focus right now, so all that tackle is on sale for perch and trout. You can take your reels in and get the new premium monofilament wound on your spools at half price, starting at 1 cent per yard. Bring your empty spools, and they'll install new line for you. The Power Pro braided line is not included. It's strictly monofilament. All Shakespeare rods and reels, all Fluger rods and reels are on sale, including the Ugly Stick. As a matter of fact, all rods and reels are on sale from those companies, that's for sure. Penn spinning reels featuring the Battle 2 series, sale. Fluger spinning reels, President Series, sale. Kids combo fishing sets start at $19.95, and that's a tackle pack with the rod and reel. And those are from Shakespeare. All rod and reel combinations are on sale. Check out the selection of St. Croix rods. Now, I've been telling you about St. Croix rods for a couple of weeks. This is a rod that compares with any other nice quality rod out there on the market. St. Croix's been around for a long, long time. And you will enjoy the look and feel of the St. Croix rod. Live and frozen bait, minnows, licenses, and rod repair. All the tackle you need for any species that swims in our rivers, in our tidal rivers, in our bay, in our streams, in our freshwater impoundments. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Exit 9. You'll be glad you did. So, look, spring is a few weeks away, officially. You know, the groundhog loses his hold here about mid-month on the winter. He gave it up, he said 6 weeks, so you still have plenty of time to take a look outside and look at that dingy yard with the yellow grass or no grass, and really blah-looking, and sad-looking trees, But look ahead and say, you know, spring's right around the corner. If you look at the trees, the buds are starting to pop a little bit. You'll see little spurts of growth here and there. You'll see some little spring flowers popping up. Well, go to backyards. Go to Backyard Billy's. You can go this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. The entire lot is filled with just cool-looking stuff for your backyard. I mean, tables and chairs, those colorful, weatherproof, poly-outdoor and patio furniture, including those tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs. I even saw a whole stack of Adirondack chairs for little kids in all colors, for the grandkids. Don't get any ideas from them. You'll find gym sets. I called them swing sets before I found out they're called gym sets. And storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings. You know, it's going to have a few chilly evenings this spring, so why not have a little fire outside? Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Phone number 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Cadenceville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Cadenceville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Yep. Sounds like Robin. I mean, sounds like somebody I know.
I must have been listening well enough.
Oh, you sound great. Morning, Glenn.
Morning, Glenn.
Robin, how are you?
Doing good. The same one. Turn it up a little.
Okay, hold on, Glenn, just a second.
There we go. Sorry.
Robin.
I'm just trying to adjust my headphones. I should have done it earlier. I apologize.
Robin's messing with the dials. So how was your week, buddy?
Yeah, okay, I guess.
Yeah, did you get to go fishing yet?
No.
Nope. Got it. Well, it's time.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Well, you and Jason were talking about going perch fishing or something, weren't you?
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day, so just need to do it. So. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, Jason was over. He tried to help with the,
Oh, did you talk about that this morning?
No, not much. Not much about the plumbing blowing up, but
yeah, we had a good week.
No, it was a bad week. So. Overflow more than a leak. So clog led to an overflow, which was not
How about a flood?
Yeah, that was more of a flood. So anyway, so the weather's been pretty nice, Glenn. Turkey hunting's right around the corner. Have you seen any birds out in the fields?
No, I haven't even been out to even see.
No? Oh, okay.
I've been hearing some kind of geese a little bit lately.
Yeah, there's a lot of geese. Yeah,
maneuvering, I guess, getting ready to head back up, I guess.
Yeah, probably soon. Where'd we go? We went somewhere Thursday and saw a big cloud of Canada geese, or snow geese. Over.
We were on the way to Annapolis.
Yeah, Queen Anne's County. Yeah, they've been there all year. I mean, I could hear them and see them when I was deer hunting up there in Queen Anne's County. They'd fly over, and, you know, you'd hear guys banging at them, picking at them all day long. But there's plenty of snow geese here, so that's a good thing.
I haven't really seen many, but a couple big bunches I think I've kind of seen, and they're just flying over. But really nervous about it. I think one day they were happening to go by and they're at the farm and the hunt at, and there were some in there that day, but I was just riding by.
Yeah. Yeah, some people mistake tundra swans for snow geese, you know. But tundra swans are much bigger, longer necks, and they're not as concentrated.
Hmm? And now there's usually half a dozen or a couple of dozen or so. I mean,
yeah.
I have seen you occasionally over the year, maybe.
Yep.
Maybe three or four dozen or something. All right, a bunch, but that's about it.
Yeah, when I'm in my stand in Queen Anne's County, I have a lot of bird activity. Canada's, snow geese, tundra swans, they all come flying by at one point or another during the day. So it's fun to sit there and watch them and hear them coming, you know, and gives you a little distraction.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Yeah. The swan don't have the black wing ends on the wings.
That's right. Black tips on their wings. You're absolutely right. So
we were talking about spring coming and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our dog has already had a tick this year.
Yeah. Our new puppy found a tick on her the other day. Couldn't believe it. So
this weather, the way the weather's been, has got the bugs all screwed up.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to be, what, tomorrow's supposed to be, what, maybe 70s? Monday's supposed to be up about 80, maybe?
Yeah.
What happened to my snowy winter, all?
Yeah, well, you had it overdone.
It's not too late.
Thank you.
Call for steps.
I know. We can still have snow.
Oh, yeah.
We better still have snow.
Yeah. Rain all week, looks like.
I think it was in maybe, I don't know, in 68, maybe, or something like that. I think we had a blizzard. No, I guess it was 58, I think, the same year after my sister was born, and we had a big blizzard.
Well, I remember snow.
2010, we had stuff in March, all the way through March, because my friend died March 17th, and it was still snowing.
When I lived in Pennsylvania, Somerset County, I remember one Easter morning getting 10 inches of snow. Now, that's in the mountains, of course, but still, you know, Easter, that was... had to be April sometime.
I think tomorrow is a good day to wash the dog. 75 outside. Oh, it's going to be raining. Never mind. 75 outside. 80 Monday. You're right.
Well, you can still wash the dog. You just don't
still
have to
wash the dog.
That's right. Yeah. Just put the dog out there, soap it up, and walk away.
Yeah. Let him rinse.
50, 67, 44 on next Sunday. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. I saw somebody put on social media the weather, the temperatures are like the Powerball or lottery, you know, 29, 57, 14, 61, you know. So kind of random numbers all over the place. So, yeah, it's calling for 79 here on Monday. Unbelievable. And then drop 24 degrees on Tuesday. Must be a front coming through of some kind. Yep, 79 Monday and then all the way down on Wednesday to 48. So,
wow.
Let's not talk about the weather.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Glenn.
All right, take care and God bless you all.
We'll see you, buddy. Right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See you, Glenn.
All right.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yeah, that's funny. Uh-huh. Good one, Robin. Robin, you need to inspire some phone calls or something, sweetie.
I'm not very inspiring this morning. I will. Well, I started talking about ticks. Anybody had any ticks, bugs, mosquitoes, seen anything yet?
I don't know. Maybe we need to.
Somebody said they saw. Somebody told me they saw a mosquito.
Really? Okay.
That's all I got right now. Ticks, mosquitoes. Bugs, mosquitoes.
That's great. Well, the house didn't burn down yet, so you might not have seen a spider yet.
No.
Yeah.
No. The spiders, I won't burn the house down.
No.
Snakes?
Oh.
Call the fire department, get them here about 10 minutes after I get started.
Who did the song, I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes?
Jim Stafford.
Yeah, that's right. We had to put that in our mix, Chris.
Okay.
I love that song. I like anything Jim Stafford did.
Yeah, give that to Robin. Dedicate that one to Robin.
Hey, look, you don't like spiders more than I don't like spiders.
Yeah, but I don't mind snakes that much.
I know. I'm just saying, you're worse about spiders than I am. Snakes and airplanes. Snakes on a plane, and I'm done.
Why would you watch that?
I was just saying.
Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, back when it first came out.
That's a Samuel L. Jackson movie, right?
Was it Samuel L. Jackson?
I think it.
I know it was. I was thinking. I'll look it up. You just keep talking.
Snakes on a plane. We don't like it. We don't want it. You know, you don't want to find a snakeskin in your vehicle. Shed snakeskin in your vehicle or your house.
Mm-mm.
You know.
Somebody's playing crickets. Cricket, Chris. Chris the cricket.
There you go.
I mean, this was a commercial for, like, a flea collar.
That's right. Still is.
Is it?
Yeah, but I can't remember the manufacturer. Of course, it wasn't this version, but it was this song.
Right. It was a
what
modernized
song is this?
Ain't No Bugs on Me.
Oh. I didn't know. We were talking about spiders and snakes. I got lost.
Well.
No Bugs on Me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm learning all about flea collars and tick collars.
Oh yeah. The dog scratches a piece of dirt off its side, and oh my God, we got to invest $100,000 in flea prevention.
Shut up, Alan. But we have found the best thing for a teething puppy.
What's that?
Himalayan yak cheese chews.
Yeah, Himalayan chews. They're very good. They're made out of cheese. Himalayan yak cheese.
Yak cheese.
Yak cheese. Not jack cheese.
Yak cheese.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing she likes to chew on. Your fingers.
Yeah, and my toes.
And your toes. So.
And electrical cords. Oh.
Yeah. So. Anyway, but look at her. She's so innocent. She's just laying there. Aw, look how loving she is, baby. You want to let her out and hold her in your lap?
No, not now.
Oh, okay. Getting big, though.
Oh, my gosh.
She was the same size as Shih Tzu when she got here, and now she towers over the Shih Tzu in just a couple weeks. And
yeah, I bet she's four inches taller than the Shih Tzu now, and she was the same height when she got here.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, and my friend from Talbot County Humane came over and looked at her because she's going to be 50 pounds at least.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. John B. said, hey. Hey, John.
I know. I'm talking to him.
How are you? Talking to John B. Okay, cool. Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah. Hey, Wes. I'll give you a call. I haven't been up in Westminster at all. Been as close as Eldersburg, but I'll give you a call, buddy. It's been a little crazy, so maybe this week. So, anyway, that's a message to Wes who called and said hasn't heard back from me after his offer. So
oh, okay.
I will call him. Oh, goodness gracious. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Help us.
help us
get through this cabin fever weekend, I'll tell you.
Oh, guess what I found?
What did you found?
I found something. I found a recipe for that stuff we liked. Blackberry chipotle barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah, we had some of that the other day.
That stuff, I don't like barbecue sauce, okay? I like dry rub barbecue, all that kind of stuff. I'm not a, if you're going to give me something, give me a vinegar base with not a lot of tomato in it or a white sauce, but I don't like tomato-y barbecue sauces at all. Ugh.
You're talking about you like that North Carolina barbecue.
Yeah. Or the Virginia white sauce, Eastern Shore white sauce, whatever you want to call it. I love that. That's my favorite of all of them. It's mayonnaise-y and vinegary. And,
yeah. In other words, Fire Station chicken sauce.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But my favorite, I mean, that stuff the other day was so good. That blackberry chipotle barbecue sauce.
It was good. Yeah. Yeah. And that, you know, that Eastern Shore sauce, I've made that for chicken here on the grill.
I know. I got a recipe.
Yeah, I know. And I made it, and it's good.
I know. It's really good. It's excellent. Hey, maybe we'll have that on the size tonight.
Oh, how easily marketed this girl is.
Hey, look, I admit it. I am a merchant's best friend.
Boy, I'll say.
I'm not a consumer's best friend. I'm a merchant's best friend. And I admit it proudly.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's good. You know what?
What?
Do we have any callers?
Don't think so.
Chris, any callers on the line? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I think what we'll do is inform our listeners about some other stuff then. Why not? Well, there's something we can talk about. There's something we can talk about.
You're just not going to tell any of us.
Nope. I'm not. Keeping it a secret.
Well, that doesn't do much good to talk about if you keep it as a secret.
I'm keeping it a secret from you and Chris. I'm just going to blurt it out here, and then our listeners will know. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, is where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or truck. Any make, any model, any size, from Mini Cooper to tractor trailer. So tire repair, full-time, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years, and Robin's been going there
a lot longer than that.
Yep. Second generation's running it now. Brent, he's there. He's a listener, and he's enjoying the show.
I should say a lot longer than you. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. You can stop by with no appointment necessary for tires, or you can call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. Phone number is 410-822-7384. 822-7384. Visit their website, SpurriesTire.com, SpurriesTire.com, SpurriesTire.com. The phone number again, 410-822-7384. For Spurry's Tire Service, you will be glad you did.
You know something?
What?
I've never had a long wait, even if I just walked in there.
I know.
No matter how busy they are, they never make you wait a long time.
Nope. It's amazing their business model works really, really well. Hey, so fishing season is here. Crabbing's right around the corner. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters in Edgewater, is a selection of tackle for freshwater tidal bay fishing is amazing. Right, Robin?
Uh-huh.
Rods and reels from the top brands are here. Artificial lures for perch, bass, snakeheads, and rockfish cover the walls, line the walls. And there's live bait and ice, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, stocks crab traps and trot lines, nets, bait bags, steamers, crab seasoning, much, much, much more. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, located at 3137 Solomons Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. That phone number, 410-956-0300. If you're ready to go fishing, they're ready to see you. On the hunting side, they have a fine selection of guns from Gunrunner Arsenal, Matthews and Hoyt Bows, crossbows, and all the accessories to go bow hunting. The waterfowl department is always ready, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle. For more information, call the number 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. And we'll be right back after these fine messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Let's talk to Clay. What did you want to say? Did I interrupt you? I heard you take a breath.
I was just going to say it's now official. I have had too much cold medicine. I got ready to sing on the air.
Oh, yeah.
It's official.
Hi, Clay.
Go ahead.
No, we would be banned. They would. Somebody would come on and ban us, trust me.
FCC would just kick us right off the air.
I am not a singer.
Yep, plug would get pulled. What's up, buddy?
Hey, you guys were talking about geese earlier.
Yeah.
You know, when you see them flying over in the V shape,
yeah.
Do you know why one side of that V is always longer than the other side?
No, go ahead.
There are more geese on that side.
I love that joke.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
I know, but it's a joke that's funny and makes sense.
Beg your pardon?
It's a joke that's funny and makes sense. A lot of them make sense and they don't funny.
Yeah, I've told that many times, and guys, because, you know, I know a lot about Eastern Shore. They're expecting some Eastern Shore wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
And I give them the answer. They're often not very happy with it.
I'll throw Occam's razor at Robin every now and then.
I hate that.
You know, sometimes the simplest answer is the best one, you know, or the simplest solution is the best one.
There you go. So, all right, guys. Have a good weekend.
You do the same, Clay. Thanks for the call, buddy.
So long.
Bye-bye.
It's always good to hear from you.
Yep. Hey, Robin.
Yo.
Why should you never trust a staircase?
Oh, God knows. Why should I never trust a staircase?
They're always up to something.
Huh? No, you go down on a staircase.
But they're always up to something.
Not always. They're down too.
It's a matter of perspective.
Yes. Uh-huh. If you're at the bottom trying to get up, they're up to something. If you're at the top.
Right now, I guess I'm at the bottom trying
to get up.
Yeah,
you are. You are.
Something.
You're looking up, that's for sure.
Man.
All right. Wesley.
Good morning.
Morning, Wesley.
How you doing, buddy?
Seems like it must be a joke day because I got a joke for you guys.
Oh, good.
Sounds
let's
perfect.
Hear it.
Let's see. This man's coming out of work and he's ready for coming home and he sees this old beggar and he's in shabby clothes and he's dirty and man, he comes up to him and he says, can you lend me a few bucks so I can get a dinner? So the man pulls out a 10 and he goes, well, he says, you're not going to use this to buy beer or alcohol or anything, are you? And he goes, oh, no, no. He says, I haven't drank in 20 years and everything I could do is just get enough to eat. The man says, okay. And he says, well, you're not going to use this to buy fishing gear or anything like that, are you? And he goes, oh, no, as much as I love to fish, I could never get enough to fish to keep me fed. He goes, okay. He goes, well, you're not going to buy hunting equipment or something like that, are you? And he goes, oh, no, man, when I used to hunt, you know, I could never get enough game to keep me fed. It's everything I could do just to get enough money to eat. And he says, okay. He says, well, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to give you the $10. I'm going to take you home and get you have my wife cook you a nice home-cooked meal. We'll get you a shower and new clothes. The beggar goes, oh, that would be wonderful, but won't your wife be furious? Man says, oh, don't worry about her. She needs to know what it looks like when a man quits drinking, hunting, and fishing.
I love it. Sorry. I can't laugh.
That's a good one, buddy.
Oh, that is, I just can't laugh or I'll start in this horrible cough, but that was good.
I liked
my wife didn't think that was very funny.
She didn't think that was funny, huh?
I think it's hilarious.
That's a good one, man.
I did too.
So
I think that is hilarious.
Very good, Wes. You
all
have
right,
a great.
Guys, I hate to cut you short and everything, but I'm just about to work again this morning.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Have fun.
See you, buddy.
Bye now.
Bye bye. Hey, folks. Do you have a hole in the wall in your house somewhere that you call a fireplace, but it's really just, you know, a hole in the wall because you don't use it. You haven't used it in years. You don't want to cut wood. You don't want to split wood. You don't want to, you know, crumple up newspaper. You don't want to open the flue, close. You don't want to all the mess and haul the ashes out and do all that stuff. Well, we had that tube, and we never used it. But guess what? It's one of the most used things in our house right now. We fixed that hole in the wall when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service ever since. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and here's the thing. Everyone they have in stock now has computer chips in so that you can use that remote control without fear. So, you can select a new gas fireplace insert, a new pellet stove, a gas stove, an electric stove, or a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, and you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, if you're coming from the bridge. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Hey, if you love the outdoors, be sure to attend the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds March 26th and 27th. Hours are 9 to 6 on Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday. Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show offers expert seminars and excited vendors. If you'd like to exhibit your products or services, contact the show through the website, mdsportsmanshow.com. There's 100 vendors. You may as well join them. Buy a boat, pick a taxidermist, join a group, book a trip. You'll see guns and ammo, archery, guides and lodges, deer scoring, taxidermy, apparel, boats and campers, kayaks and canoes, ATVs, clubs and organizations. See it all at the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds March 26th, 27th. For more, visit mdsportsmanshow.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
They're rioting in Africa. They're starving in Spain. There's hurricanes in Florida. And Texas needs rain. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs, South Africans hate the Dutch, and I don't like anybody very much. But we shall be thankful and tranquil and proud, for man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud, and we know for certain that some lovely day someone will set the spark off, and we will all be blown away. Nice. They're rioting in
all
Africa.
Right. Well, we got enough trouble in the world without listening to all that stuff, right, Rob?
No, I love that song.
I do, too.
I got a question.
What's the question?
I wonder, gas here on the Eastern Shore right now is what? Brian told us yesterday at Wawa,
$3.99.
What's it in your area? How bad has it gotten for you? Have you been affected?
That's a good. Well, everybody's been affected.
You know what I mean.
I do. But let's let that question for the next hour, because our music's getting ready to start, sweetie.
Oh, I know. I was just thinking of something for people to think about.
Okay.
Have you been affected in any other way by what's going on?
If you had stocks, yeah.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Yep. Your retirement fund, your IRA, whatever, has been affected if it's backed by stocks. So let's hear what our listeners have to say. Why not? Next hour, 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. But, see, this show is to be an escape from all that.
No, but I was... No, never mind.
No, I'm not... I think it's a great idea to ask that question. Because, look, if you go to Western Maryland, go turkey hunting, it's going to cost you more. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Your ammo's going to cost more.
So, yep.
But I think you're right. So let's see how it is. All this mess has affected you personally, especially when it comes to hunting and fishing. You okay with that?
I think it's a great idea since it was mine.
It is a great idea. That's why I keep talking about it. So
some days.
I just keep waiting for the music.
Some days.
I just keep waiting for the music to start.
We still got 3 minutes.
No, we don't. Chris, do we have 3 minutes? Really?
Chris is on the phone.
He might be on the phone. I thought we were later than that. Well, that didn't mean to rush
you. No, you rushed everybody.
No.
Killed my idea.
I didn't kill your idea.
It's all right. I got it. I know where I stand on the show.
Oh, Robin. So I'm texting with Fred from Fred Reinthaler.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Yeah, he's doing some more work out at Heartwood Outdoors out in Western Maryland, doing some work for Tracy Groves and the family out there. They have a great charity going on. And
what they got going on today?
He's just doing some upgrades on their heating and cooling system.
Oh, I got it.
You know, getting ready for turkey season. They always host some disadvantaged kids and their parents for turkey season. That's their thing.
And they are an awesome organization.
Yes, they are.
And I like everybody's associated with that.
Yep, me too. Tracy, Troy, and all the Heartwoods Outdoors members. I mean, I've been bear hunting with them twice. It's been years ago, but still a great group. They've continued the mission, and really proud of them. And Blazin Bear, he's great when it comes to birthdays and stuff. He calls in every now and then. So anyway, there's the music, Robin.
Uh-huh.
So...
Okay, everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy this weird weather we got right now.